Right, okay, we were talking about this yesterday, and the speculation, what we were speculating about, came to pass. Finbar Rorty, he was 17 when he played against Armagh last Wednesday night, a day before his 18th birthday. And the way the rules have been enforced since 2016, that would preclude him, would it, from playing for Donegal for all of 2024?
Yeah, that's the rules, Greg. He can play for his club now, so you could have a scenario where he obviously has a very successful club and they would kick a ball away from the Ulster final, which we've seen played out a few weeks back with massive crowds and that. So he potentially could play in games as big as that, but not for his county. But okay, listen, this is about protection of young players, and you know, I agree with the stance the GAA have taken on protecting young players, but I think in this instance, this is a ridiculous outcome to this situation.
But the rules are the rules. Should someone not have known that this was the situation and double-checked, triple-checked and made sure that we weren't contravening the rules?
Yeah, but there's rules, Greg, and there's rules, right? Every competition needs framework and rules, but let's put this into context for a second here. These rules were brought out to protect young players, right? It was changed in 2016. Who exactly is going to know when this rule was changed? You know, it's in a massive rule book. It's a small change to the thing that a lad can't play, as you said, until the following season from the calendar year they turn 18. So this was the rule was brought in. Nobody really knew about it. Now, if you look at that game, the Kenna Cup game, pretty irrelevant. Armagh sent down their under-20s team, basically. Kieran McGinney wasn't even there. I mean, Armagh played Dublin a friendly in the same week. I don't know if it was the same night, but they weren't even there. So really, this was a mistake by people that maybe should have known the rules, as you said, but it was really a small, small glitch. Now, to blame Jim McGuinness for this in some way, I mean, let's just say across the water, Man City had an issue with a registered player. The registration wasn't through properly. Do you think Pep Guardiola gets banned for 8 weeks? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And if you look at it, like, the bigger picture in this, why was this rule brought in to protect young players? Therefore, at the start of the season, if somebody makes an error in an irrelevant game, then you just say, here, that lad can't play. Okay, throw out a fine or say something or give the county board a slap and the rest, the secretary or whatever. But you just say, here, that lad can't play. You're not exposing them to a season. You're not exposing them to what this rule is about, which is protecting the player. So they lump an 8-week ban on Jim McGuinness. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, there's no doubt that they'll ask for a hearing on this. And
it's not just a sideline ban, Brendan, either. This would be taking him out of training and coaching and what have you as well, if I understand it correctly. I mean, it's an incredibly tough sanction, isn't it, for fielding a player one day off their 18th birthday in a throwaway competition?
Yeah, and Greg, on top of that, listen, I don't even want to mention the young lad, really, because, again, at his age, this is a lot of hype to put on him and what should have been a very happy occasion for him. And, you know, from Jim's time in the past, if you look at it, you know, he obviously gave Patrick McBurdy his debut on the same day he played for Donegal Minors against Antrim. Michael Murphy played for Donegal when he was 17. You know, there's certain lads that are ready, but then the rules were changed, and we're all in agreement. And if you look at the young fella, you know, potentially, like, in any season there, at his age, if he's good enough, he's going to play, like, with his club underage, his school, his county. He could play with two county teams. And then he'd be pulled into his senior team. And so you're on about five or six teams could be pulling at the lad. So the GAA is trying to say, right, hold on, this can't happen. But that's a long-term rule to stop long-term abuse of young players that are getting pulled everywhere by managers. So if in one game, if there's a mistake in there, why is there all this hype around it? Should they not just have went to Donegal and said, hold on a second, that lad actually can't play, you broke the rule, and let's stay here. And everybody in the country now would wake up and go, wait, hold on, that can't happen.
Yeah, this but even they need to look at this rule, don't they, of the age on the first day of the year. That rules this young fella for an amazing potential experience over the course of 2024. Even that needs to be adjusted where it's middle of the year or end of the year or something, I don't know. But to rule someone out for the whole year because their birthday just happens to be at the start of January is, because you talked about all of the different directions a player could be pulled in, but your club and your county, if you could line them up, that would be one and two.
Yeah, 100%. And following Greg, from when we were growing up, you know, I was born in December, which was a disaster because you missed a full year. But listen,
right,
the date, okay, usually born in January is a brilliant thing, because you have a full year nearly, and some other lads you might be playing against. But listen, it the rule is brought in, like, I totally understand the fact that they tweaked it between club and county. You can understand how somebody might miss that. And again, like, if this is a big game and somebody comes in that's not properly registered and they influence a game, and I get all that, and rules have to be adhered to. But if this rule is meant to protect overexposure of young players, and as soon as the fella plays, it's highlighted, then that's done its job for me. It's already said he can't play. We want to protect, and he's too young to be down to Donegal. Yeah. And they're the rules.
But listen, at the end of the day, though, at the end of the day, Brendan, isn't this how it works, really? The powers that be will want to be seen to be implementing the GAA rule book. So they've done that. But there is a process to be gone through now. They don't want to surely be seen to be taking Jim McGuinness out of the scene for 8 weeks for Donegal, especially with the excitement and build-up heading towards the game against Cork and beyond that. So we're bound to come up with a middle ground here, aren't we, whereby Jim will be able to continue in his job, doing his job as he wants to, but also the rules are seen, at least in the first instance, to have been fully adhered to. Isn't that how it works? We'll come up with a wee solution here, won't we?
But sure, Greg, why the need for that? Why isn't there a bit of sense here? As I say, when you look at the bigger picture of the rule, you know, we've had instances there with players and situations, and, you know, if you look at the club final last year with the 16 players in the pitch, like, their proper instances where someone has messed up, and the actual outcome of the whole competition or the game, which was a final, is a question mark around it. So they're pretty big things, and you can see all the furore in it. With this here, if you look at this rule, which is about protecting players long term, or young players, if someone makes it, and straight away it's highlighted, then the rule for me has already done its job in terms of, right, he can't play, we don't want that to happen. Why is there this need for a sanction? And listen, I think it's a touchline thing, but listen, it could be wrong. But again, even that, as you said, with all the hype that's around Jim now and with the GAA and that, I mean, regardless of that, I mean, people will say it shouldn't matter who it is or what the situation is, but I just think there has to be, I mean, we're looking at common sense. Jim, for one, if you look at the team Jim around him, he has a massive team around him. Why? Because he needs that, and what is his job? He's concentrating on developing those players, on getting them to their best, and getting the group fit, and getting their tactics in place, and getting everybody in their position where Donegal can compete for honours.
Okay,
so,
well, listen,
the sideline of registration or that rule that was changed in 2016. How would he be aware of that? So do you blame him for that? I don't know. That's
okay.
To me, it's no sense.
I have a sense that a feeling that common sense will prevail, but in the first instance, the rules were seen to be put in place. But look, you were at the game at the weekend. I'm not sure if you were at the Armagh game or not. It's two games, the Armagh game for what it was. I don't know. It's always good to beat Tyrone if you're a Donegal fan. What's your takeaway in terms of how he's putting the team out, how they're playing, how they're pressing? Do you think he's changing the game, playing it a different way? What's he trying to achieve there, and from your perspective?
Greg, straight away you can see a different vibe in the team, the fitness levels, and I think particularly if you base it on last year, the team came in very late, and there obviously was issues around training, and even S&C, and Donegal got off to such a slow start that they were playing catch up, and that's why you had the horrific league campaign that they had. They did obviously stabilise coming into the championship, obviously after the first round exit to Down, which really looked like we were going down a terrible path. It was like a write-off season, but they did stabilise. So what you see now with Donegal is, and you can see it in the legs, and some of the runs were made during that match by a lot of our players, they've already upped the gears in terms of training. So instead of coming into the league a bit flat, it's going to be the direct opposite this year. You know, your players back that hadn't played last year, you know, likes of Ryan McHugh, Shane O'Donnell there the last day flying, Patter Morgan, you know, injury free, moving brilliant, you know, Langan as well, injury free. So a lot of the players are coming back, players are injury free. You can see the training and the buzz is up. So listen, McKenna Cup, there's loads of different things being trialled. You know, it's early January, but I think it's going to be a completely different Donegal this year. And based on what the lads did last year, and they keep going back, they really pulled it together in the group stages of the championship. to come through. And you know, they give Derry, that Derry team, a great game for 45 minutes or so without all those players missing. So, you know, that's why I think a lot of people in Donegal are really positive going into this season, because there's no doubting that Donegal will be a completely different force this year, and they'll have another six or seven, eight players added to what they had last year. So, listen, looking forward to it. And this is why it's a bit of a, how do you say, Greg? It's a wee bit of a sickener in terms of, you know, there's a great buzz around Donegal. Now we have this silly situation happening. So, as you say, hopefully common sense comes in.
I think it will, without a doubt. Because, as I say, the game needs the Jim McGuinness as well. It's not just about county. It's the national element to it as well. As always, Brendan, thank you very much indeed. Take care of yourself. Brendan Devaney there. Who is presenter of Highland Radio's DL Debate.